Often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But when I wake up, you know, you can't remember
what you dreamt.
But
now that's another word. To me, that was always a bad word in grammar. Yeah. Until the last 20 years, and you hear it on television and everywhere else, but now in school, dreamt wasn't a good word when I was going to school.
What'd you say?
You just say that I dreamed.
Well, it doesn't matter either way, as far as folks understand what you mean.
Right, but now dreamt wasn't a good word when I was going to school.
Yeah. Okay, you say, I dreamt I was falling just before I was about to hit the ground. I
woke up.
Now, when you do this, you say you're doing what?
Patting your foot.
Okay, or when you hit it down hard, you say?
Stomping
your foot on the ground. When a boy, say when a girl was leaving a party or a friend was leaving a party with another friend, you might ask him, can I? Or ask her, can I?
Take you home or something like that? Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, to get a boat up on land, you have to...
Mm-hmm.
All right. There was you might tell a child, now that stove is hot, so...
Keep your hands off of it. Don't touch.
Yeah. Don't you... That stove's hot, don't you touch it.
That's right, don't touch it.
Don't touch it. You say to a friend, I'll meet you in town. If I get there first, I'll...
Wait for you.
Now, speaking about somebody you saw in town today, you tell your wife, you say, guess who I...
Who I saw.
Who I saw in town.
Mm-hmm.
Or you won't believe who I... I wasn't looking for him, I just kind of...
Ran into him.
Now, somebody's got a smile on his face, and he's always nice to everybody. They say he's always in a good...
mood.
Or a good... He's got a good sense of...
humor.
Now, you had a hired man working for you that you didn't like. You say, I just want to get...
I don't know. You say you want to get rid of him.
Mm-mm. Now, somebody, you say that they didn't, they may not have known what was going on, but they sure...
acted like it?
Yeah. And you might say to me, well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure...
don't remember it.
Now, talking about, how did y'all keep in touch with people, say, that moved away?
You write letters.
Family. Okay. Okay, you say, I wrote him a letter and I'm expecting the
answer.
Now, you put your pen, put the paper in the envelope, the letter in the envelope, and you take your, what'd you write with? You take your...
pencil, pen, fountain pens is what we had back then.
And?
Ink.
And you do what? You?
Address it.
You ever hear old folks say other ways of talking about writing, addressing the letter? Backing it? Okay. You might say, well, I know he lives in Grenada, but I don't know his
street address.
Okay. Or, what's your...
You mean my route number?
Uh-huh, or your...
box number or something like that.
Uh-huh. Okay.